Welcome to Talking Hoosier Baseball for February 16th, 2022. I am Carl James. Indiana University Baseball hosted an open practice session for the media today. Coach Mercer, infielder Tyler Dones, and newly announced Friday starting pitcher John Madunio took questions from the media, including IUBase.com reporter Garrett Creech.
You're right there where you start to get on the backside of some of the COVID stuff, which is exciting, and you start to get some of the guys in that you're excited about, both high school kids that you've known for 2 or 3 years, and they're, you know, they're kind of here, and obviously you transfer guys. So it's been good. It's been a really good year overall in the training and the environment and the kids, and then you have to put them through more of a normal year, which is always really nice. But it's been a lot of fun. I've had just a lot of fun with the kids and their attitudes and their mentalities, and it's an enjoyable group for sure.
What has this offseason been like, kind of following up on that in terms of all the COVID precautions, or at least the team seeming more like a normal season?
Yeah, I mean, we've had a few hiccups here and there, but nothing dramatic, nothing catastrophic like last year. So for the most part, pretty typical stuff. You've got your, like kind of the rest of the world's going through. You may have a guy out here or there a little bit for 5 days at a time, but nothing where you're weeks or months or things like that. And then you've got just your, it's never good to have injuries, but when that's your main concern, is like who rolled their ankle at practice last week is your main concern. That's a lot better than kind of the revolving door of all the testing we've done.
Jeff, you've had a lot of new faces, both players and coaches alike. Yeah. What's it like, everybody just sort of getting under the same roof and kind of coming together as a team?
Well, I think when you have the recruiting process to go through and kind of have a shared vision and a shared message, you've got most guys kind of, everyone understands expectations and what you're walking into and what you're doing, and knowing, obviously having coached Zach and knowing Zach and then knowing Dustin through kind of the various, just different, the circles that you're in. So it's not like there are different people that you have to get to know at a personal level. So you know the kids pretty well, you know the guys that are going to be with you. And so it really has been a smooth transition, hasn't been too difficult. And I think anytime that you have new people, like I've said before, but anytime you have new faces and new coaches especially, I think it's very exciting because you have an opportunity to ask questions and learn and say, hey, what do you think about this? Or, what have you done that's worked and not worked? And, I think with Zach especially, having recruited him, coached him, and then all the way through, it's like, hey, what did you like as a player? Oftentimes, as a coach, you think what guys like and don't like, or what helps and what doesn't help. But now that he's been through the coaching ranks, playing professionally and then coaching, hey, let's go back and let's look at things that you liked and apply some of those. So it's been rather seamless. It really hasn't been that difficult of a transition. I like where we're at. I like the group of time.
We've seen a bit in practice of what's looked like a kind of splitting the roster in terms of kind of maybe what appeared to be a starting lineup. Is there something that we can take away from that in terms of being a starting lineup, or not quite yet?
Not necessarily, just because we've had not bad injuries, but we do have injuries, especially, some of the corner spots and left side infield. So you're trying to get guys in and around and then get them comfortable with different groups just in case you have to go to it. So it is, I got to sit down here tonight and the next day or two and kind of make some final decisions. But, especially as a Northern team, when you're making a decision on the lineup, it's your best guess, right? It's your best guess because you're not outside a ton, you're not playing live games. You're the last 2 days are literally the first two live experiences that we've had in weeks, maybe even since the fall necessarily. So you're going to make your best guess, and you're going to go into the weekend with kind of a projected. You kind of look at the first two games. I'd like to do this the first game. This is the second game for the most part. Third game is kind of, we'll read and determine from there. But you kind of assume that you'll be making adjustments as you go for the first several weeks. And when guys get into moments and there's some competition, how do we handle those moments? And, I do like the freshman group. So I like to get some of those guys in there and maybe give some different guys some different looks and opportunities as we go. So you've seen kind of the split there. Some of those guys have been in and out. And so... It's still kind of hard necessarily, and then also, we try to pick matchups and all those kind of things too. So, a little bit of it, but not terribly.
So
little bit different with starting pitching. Do you have a bit of a plan yet going into the weekend as to what you want to do?
Yeah, we'll go Modugno Friday, Perkins on Saturday, and then we'll be to be determined on Sunday. So we didn't really have necessarily somebody separate themselves completely on a Sunday. And so we'll work our way through once we get through Saturday, kind of reevaluate where we're at, and we'll make a decision on Sunday, kind of post-game Saturday to Sunday morning, and go from there. So, you know, normally you have, you know, I guess I've done in the past like that, where you kind of get and you feel really good about these two, and then kind of want to see where you stand on Sunday, and at least until you get off the ground a little bit, and then things kind of separate themselves. And I don't plan on that necessarily being a long-term thing, but to get started, I think that helps us to evaluate as best we can.
And what have you liked about John and Jack so far?
Well, John has a track record, obviously, here. He's done a really good job, very, very competitive and stable. The off-speed stuff has taken a really nice jump this year, which is a normal progression for a guy that transitions from a bullpen-slash-spot starter into a full-fledged starter. But Dustin's done a really good job of developing the off-speed pitches, too. So you do feel like he's got a four- or five-pitch repertoire that can go out and give you a good start on Friday. And he is competitive enough to be able to kind of be the first one through the wall, right? And that's a big deal as a Friday guy, obviously, with Tommy in the past. And it's a big deal. You want that competitive guy that's some composure, can get you out the gate there. And then Jack Perkins has been really, really good. His stuff is good, five-pitch mix. He and Dustin have done a wonderful job working together. And those two guys have really separated themselves. Jack with the four-seam, the two-seam, he's got a cutter, a slider, and a curveball. Good changeup. I mean, it's a really nice mix of stuff. He's a really good athlete. Can get off the mound. Can control the run game. He's going to complement. You know, and they're different profiles. Where, you know, John's going to throw out a really good sinker. He's going to be low to mid 90s with a sinker and slider and cut it off of that. Good change to work. And then Jack can kind of do whichever one you want. He can ride it up, throw a good four seam, mid 90s. Can sink it if you need him to. And kind of based on what the opponent's weakness is, you can kind of pick a profile for Jack, which is a luxury to have.
Coach, to kind of go off of that, what does the bullpen look like so far this year? Do you have a couple guys that you feel more confident in than others, or how does that look so far?
Yeah, so you've got a couple guys there. So you look at Ty Bothwell has been exceptional. Ty was outstanding this past weekend. Can really spin it. And with a fastball, spin a great combo, good changeup, competitive, good move. The run game, he's been excellent. Reese Sharp has taken a nice jump. He feel really good with the breaking ball. Both of them from him are above average pitches. You look at Braden Tucker has been really, really good. You know, you look at Braden as a pivotal role guy. He started in the past, could also close. Competitive, he's a 1-1 of the plate. You're not going to get a run on him. Can get off the mound. You know, those are really valuable qualities out of bullpen arms. The freshman guys have done a good job. You know, Luke Hayden has, elite stuff, really, really overpowering stuff at times. But Grant Holderfield has been outstanding, low three-quarter slot, sink it, good slider, get to his glove side, versatile righty. It was a really big deal for him over at the plate. He can hold the run game, very, very athletic. Ryan Kraft has been really good, can spin it up, can get into the righties as well. Good breaking ball, very, very slow heartbeat. So those guys, we feel good about where we're at with the pen, and that's kind of the luxury of having, there's three or four guys that we could start on Sunday, and I'd be like, we're good. Like, we're in a good spot. We can get off to a good start and have a good game here. So when you have that luxury, in my opinion, it's better to be able to pick your best matchup throughout the first two games and then go on a Sunday and pick your guy. But any of those guys that could slide into the pen could also slide into that starting role between Sunday, and then we play on Tuesday, that midweek as well. So we are fortunate, when we first came here, and obviously it was a good pitching staff before, but when we first came in, we really wanted to invest on the mound and wanted to get good on the mound. And you can see some of the fruits of those labors, paying dividends now. Obviously, additional guys like Nate Stahl and all those guys. Like, you could just go a multitude of different directions, and that's by design.
It seems like with the way that you've been talking about just the whole pitching staff and the roster in general, you're seeing a lot of the development that you've been doing over the years kind of starting to pay off here. I guess for you, is that enjoyable as a coach to kind of be in that really development teacher type role with such a young team in a lot of ways?
I've talked about it before, but I was really fortunate. My dad was a high school coach, and so that was always my favorite part. I enjoy recruiting, and we've recruited really well. And I enjoy that, the competition of it. But what I really am passionate about and love is the development, the coaching, the on-field stuff, the X's and O's of how to get better at your particular craft. That's I think as coaches, at least when we begin coaching, that's our driving force, is to kind of pay forward the experiences that we had as players. And that's a great thing about this staff and the staff that we've had here, is being focused on the relationships and the development and understanding what it takes to learn and to grow through that, but enjoying that part together. But yeah, you can see, this group they've worked really, really hard. You know, you have groups that you have to push them to work, and then there are groups that you can just set the expectations and the standards and say, this is what's expected of you every day, and now go do it, and then they flourish in those environments. And this is a group that's like that, where they know that they have to work, but they just need the direction and the expectation of what to do, and then they'll go and do it. And this group has worked really hard at that.
Coach, last year due to COVID, Big Ten games, all in conference, made it a little bit trickier to build a resume for the NCAA tournament. Can you just talk about the importance of playing games out of conference this year, especially with the Round Rock Classic, facing two top 10 teams so early into the season?
Yeah, that's a great question, and you're on point there. So when my philosophy and our philosophy in the coach has always been, you're building your team for the last month or 6 weeks, right, for those environments, because that's what we all have to prepare them. Well, it's really difficult for anyone, right? not just an athlete, for anyone to go where they haven't at least had some experience before. So when you go take a team and you go play against good competition, you go on the road and you play in big environments or somewhere that is going to replicate what a postseason environment is going to be like, or that final stretch, that final month, you know, sometimes guys will, you know, they'll ask, why do you play such a difficult schedule? You're playing a difficult schedule because you're preparing for what's going to be like in the last month or 6 weeks, right? And when you eliminate that, and now all of a sudden you don't have anything to do that comparison. It's like, this is what it's going to be like. Now let's evaluate ourselves based on this and make adjustments. And so it's much harder to learn without having that level of excellence to compare yourself to every day. And that's the idea behind going and doing that. So, yes, it does give us a tremendous opportunity to learn early on what our strengths are, what our weaknesses are, and where we need to grow and improve, right? Because right now you're trying to catch the low-hanging fruit. So it's like, you know, sometimes people ask, like, what are you going to do against, you know, Clemson in the Round Rock Classic? Like, right now I'm focused on making sure that our low-hanging fruit is taken care of, alleviated, right? The things that we don't do very well. Now, when you go play somebody, that's going to be exposed even more, and then you make adjustments from there. But when you play good competition, those are really exposed, and that's much easier to learn and for the kids to learn from. So, and then you add back in midweek games, right? Add in midweek games, which allows you to then continue to learn and grow and make adjustments throughout it, and then you go back on the weekend. So it is a huge benefit to be able to play a non-conference schedule early, to play midweek games, and to really build and prepare a team for that last month or 6 weeks.
We got time for two more.
So, Coach, if you end up feeling good about the series late on Sunday, what will have taken place over the weekend?
Like I told the kids, there's kind of there's four blocks for us, like kind of four pillars for the program. So it's the brotherhood, the standard, the process, and the competition, right? So I just told them before we finished up, or after we finished up, I just said, can we be more competitive than we are scared? Can we be more competitive than we are selfish? Can we be more competitive than we are concerned with everyone else's opinion, right? If we go out and we are more competitive than our, whatever negative adjective you can use to describe us, and compete as well as we can, then I'll be happy with that. Because we are prepared. So the level of training that we prepared at has been very, very high. And what happens is now my fear overwhelms my ability to compete and stay true to those that training. And then I try to do something, have some out-of-body experience. We're going to do some things really well this weekend. We're going to do some things not very well this weekend. But if the things that we don't do well, if we're doing them in the spirit of competition and in the spirit of trusting our training, then it's going to be fine, and we can grow through that. If we try to have an out-of-body experience, if I'm scared to death, if I'm selfish in my way of going about it, then I'll have a problem. Besides that, everything else will take care of itself.
Jeff, baseball, unlike any other sport, really is kind of all about opening day. So after all this time of training and such, how much are you just looking forward to suiting up and playing a game?
Yeah. You know, I'm looking forward to watching them grow. That, I think that's, you go on the, you're right, the opening day and the ceremony and the angst of all of it. But as a coach, you're looking at, it's like 5-6 weeks down the road, and you're looking at so far. It's like it doesn't even resonate. I forget so much of the hoopla of all of it. But I look forward to just getting on the road trips with the kids. I look forward to being around them every day. I look forward to having the moments where the learning moments, right? Where now we have an opportunity to grow. That's the stuff I really look forward to and enjoy. And it's always fun for the freshmen, you know, when they hop on the bus the first time and they go experience, have their first BP, and, you know, they're breathing heavy and their eyes are wide and they're super excited. And, you know, it keeps you young, right? That energy and that excitement and that love and stuff, it keeps you young and keeps you enjoying. So I think those are things I look forward to the most.
Infielder Tyler Dones.
Tyler, so in the recruitment process coming to Indiana, I guess, what was that timeline for you? When did IU first call, and how quick, I guess, was the process of coming over here?
It's actually kind of a cool story. So I knew Coach Simmons from high school. He recruited me out of high school, but it happened really quick. It was, the draft was going on. I didn't know what happened. Like, we didn't know what was going on. Coach Simmons gives me a call, and he's like, "You want to play for us?" Coach Mercer calls me, and we talked for a good little bit. And I was like, "Coach, this is the school. You're the coach for me." And it was, I said we talked for maybe 3 or 4 days. It was committing, I'm coming here. It was just like that.
What was said on that call that convinced you?
Just Coach Mercer being himself, being a genuine person, a hard-working person. He said, "We're going to get after it." He just told me he's willing to work hard. He's just a genuine person. He actually cares for you as a player and as a person. So I was just ready for the next step.
How's it been getting to know all your new teammates and kind of getting to settle in and everything here in Bloomington?
Great. Bloomington's an amazing place, an amazing school. All the people here have been amazing, nice. Couldn't ask for better.
How have you kind of seen the kind of slotting in a middle infield starting role, most likely with like a leadoff hitter, maybe in practice too? I guess is that something that you foresee as kind of a role throughout the season for yourself?
Yeah, of course I don't make the lineup, but at West Virginia I was at second base and I was a leadoff hitter. I talked to Coach Mercer, and that's kind of a role that he said he would like to play around with, so hopefully that's what I'll be.
What is the mindset when you are a leadoff hitter?
More so, like, is to get on base. You want to get on base, steal bases, and just be a catalyst for the team. You want to be that first person to set the tone for the game.
Tyler, can you kind of describe the feeling in the clubhouse and the expectations for the season heading into it?
We're excited. We're excited to play somebody else besides ourselves. We're tired of playing against this group. We're going to play some other colors, and we're all excited. They played a Big Ten schedule all last year with only 35 games, so we're ready to play 60-plus against just other people.
You mentioned stealing bases. You were stealing a few out there in the scrimmage at the end. Is that something that you're going to be doing a lot of this year?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Is there a different mindset IU last couple of years hasn't stolen as many bases? You come from West Virginia. I think I saw their third in stolen bases last year. Do you kind of take that mindset from the team last year that stole a lot?
Yeah, I think that's a part of my game. Talking to Mercer, even coming here, he's like, "Be you, be yourself." And I'm a base stealer, so I definitely plan to steal a lot of bases.
You are one of a number of new faces in the program this year. How have you and many of the new pieces kind of started to fit together in terms of a roster?
I think we fit well together. We all came from places. Coach Mercer calls us the land of the misfits. We all left somewhere else, and we had, like, came together off of that. We all just want to play baseball and get better, and that's where we bond.
What makes you all at the land of the misfits?
We all had to leave a school. We all had to come from a different places. We all had different aspects of things, different mindsets that we came together. And, like, at the end of the day, a lot of schools didn't want us, and now we're here. So we all kind of play with a chip on our shoulder.
You talk about your mindset. What is your mindset going into this season?
So have fun. Win some ball games. That's as simple as it gets. Play the game.
Time for one more.
Do
you just talk about your relationship and sort of chemistry with Philip Glasser? We've seen the two of you out there these past couple of days a lot playing up the middle, and just how important that is to have strong chemistry for, you know, turning double plays and tagging runners out and all that stuff like that.
Right. On a ball team, of course, you look at the middle. The middle of the infield is where you really look, just through the middle of the field. So that bond is really important. And I think that we're going to have a great bond and do a great job with the middle.
John Madunio.
It feels amazing. A lot of guys that came before me really taught me exactly like how to go at it and just go out there and compete.
And you said you guys before, you know, you saw that last year with Tommy Sumner and a starting rotation that was out there every day. It's like you learned a lot from them as well, right?
Definitely. Tommy gave him a cade, really like pushed me to become like who I am now as a pitcher.
The pitching staff from last year that had four guys drafted, what's this new group bring to the table?
I mean, it's a lot of new faces, but I think it's really the same like message, like we're going to come get your ass.
What have you picked up from Coach Plant since he's been at IU?
I mean, Glant is definitely like a different personality than Parker was, but like he definitely knows what he's talking about. Like a lot of the stuff that he goes over with us really shows like his like expertise in this field. I'm like, he's taught me a lot of stuff that I didn't know, and I've been playing this game for quite a while now.
Is there anything that you've had to change in terms of maybe mindset or preparation, kind of moving from a bullpen spot starter type role to being the Friday night guy?
I mean, like, here and there, there's definitely a couple pieces of, like, my warm-up and, like, really, like, spacing out my time. Because I'm, like, last year, coming out of the bullpen, it was, like, really, like, snappy and we set to go. I think this year, like, really taking my time, like, getting my stuff done before, really just spacing out my stuff, just a lot easier now.
How well are you built up for the first start in regards to pitches, pitch counts and things like that? Or is there awareness of that already from day one or no?
I mean, yes, there is an awareness. I think everyone is. At this point, like, we've all built up to a certain point, but there's not, like, an exact, like, hey, you're stopping right here. It's just more of a feel thing.
Mm-hmm. We should talk about kind of off-speed stuff, jumping. How have you and Coach Glenn kind of worked on that over the off-season to kind of help that jump from last year to this year?
Well, I mean, a couple of new grips, a couple of new, like, cues definitely helped a lot this year, or in the previous couple of months. It's definitely going to be a big piece of what I have to offer now.
How mentally on Friday you go on the road, opening day, good ACC team, how do you prepare yourself in the hours leading up to that start?
I mean, I kind of just think of it as just another guy in the box at this point.
Is there anything specifically you do to get yourself ready?
No, I mean, I don't think so. Yeah, I think I'm pretty, like, boring. I'm, like, just, like, white bread. I'm, like, nothing really crazy that I'll do. I'm, like, just same routine that I'll do, like, every day.
What is that routine?
Just like shower, brush my teeth.
Nothing crazy. John, what has kind of impressed yourself the most about your growth over the winter?
I think it's a lot of, I mean, I keep saying the upperclassmen from last year. I'm like, it's definitely them just like constantly like in my ears still like, hey, you doing this, you doing that. It's like, they're always like, they have my back still, even though they're not here with me.
We'll take two more.
As you, different Tyler, pretty similar question, but watching this pitching staff come together, it's again a year where it's a bunch of kind of new faces in the staff. How have you guys, as a group of pitchers, kind of started to gel together in bullpen sessions or just meeting outside of the team?
I mean, I think it's like just in like years past, we've always had like good chemistry with the pitching staff. Like, we're always together, always just like messing around with each other. So I'm like, I think it's really just like, it's a lot of the off-the-field stuff or, like, locker room stuff that we'll, like, actually, like, bond and, like, start messing with each other. But, like, even in that, we'll, like, stay around for bullpens. Or, like, even just watch the other guys throw today. Like, a lot of the guys stayed and, like, they just want to rerun the teammates.
John, you, Coach Burgess said Jack Perkins will start on Saturday. You've been around him a little bit. We don't know him. You know, tell us a little bit about what you think of Jack and his stuff.
I mean, Jack is definitely a different personality than me. Like, probably not as funny or good-looking, but, I definitely trust him going out there. I'm like, I've seen him put in the work, and I've seen him. I know what he can do, so I definitely know he's got my back, and I've got his back.
What do you think of the stuff?
I love it. I mean, I think it's very good. I'm not going to say it's better than mine, but it's definitely pretty good.
Thank you for listening to Talking Hoosier Baseball. The IUBase.com and Talking Hoosier Baseball crew will be heading to Clemson, South Carolina this weekend, and we will be keeping the content coming via social media and some up on the website. So if you want more information on Indiana University baseball, hit up IUBase.com, and we will see you at the BART.